The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, June 24, 2022. A delegation by the Cuban National Assembly, headed by its secretary, Homero Acosta, is paying a working visit to Luxembourg after strengthening parliamentary ties with Belgium and the European Parliament. The agenda includes a meeting with Marcy Bartolomeo, President of Chamber of Deputies of the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg. Acosta, who is also Secretary of the Cuban Council of State, traveled accompanied by legislator Stella Cristina Luna and Luis Molote, among other officials. On Thursday, during the final day of their stay in Belgium, the delegation met with the members of the Solidarity Movement, Cuban residents and diplomats, in an exchange of criteria about the reality of the Caribbean nation. The participants expressed their rejection to the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba for more than six decades, a position reiterated during the activities carried out by the visitors. Medicuba Europe's General Assembly took place in Vienna with the participation of representatives from the 13 countries that make up the group, so the PAS of Spain reported. In the Austrian capital, Espacio de Espacio and So de Paz associations of solidarity and cooperation joined the celebration of the meeting, in which 30 non-governmental organizations of development that make up the group took part in the same number of European territories. So de Paz, Solidarity for Development and Peace, told Prensa Latina in Madrid that the meeting was an emotional gesture of gratitude for its solidarity with the Cuban people and the ambassador charged with affairs of Cuba in Austria, Soraya Alvarez, delivered a letter from Fernando González Llort to the president of Medicuba. González Llort, president of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples and hero of the Republic of Cuba, sent the letter in appreciation of the work done and the task of cooperation with the public health sector on the island. Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero urged to develop changes in the organizational and functional scope of local structures in Matanzas during the second day of the government visit to this western province. According to the official Twitter account of the presidency, the head of government said, "We must deflate the templates and reduce bureaucracy because it is a burden on the shoulders of the country." He also analyzed the main problems of the Matanzas-Cárdenas territory and pointed out Cárdenas has not been able to take advantage sufficiently of the potential derived from the proximity of the Varadero tourist pole. "It is necessary to look for motivations and new tourist attractions in the cultural order and in the provision of services which stimulate the entry of visitors," he pointed out, with the objective of analyzing the programs for the economic and social development of the territory. This is the fourth government visit to the western province of Matanzas that will last until today, June 24. And in the international agenda, we have that the Confederation of Indigenous Nationalities of Ecuador, CONAIE, denounced the death of a protester during the marches against the government in Quito. The deceased, identified as Henry Quesada, was involved in the clashes between the police and popular sectors, especially indigenous people, who began peaceful mobilizations on Thursday that ended up in a strong police repression. The CONAIE reported that the death occurred in El Arbolito Park near the National Assembly, where the protesters gathered awaiting pronouncements from the legislature on the current situation, which has kept the country on strike since June 13th in demand for government attention to social demands. The death was caused by penetrating trauma of pellets to the chest and abdomen, the organization reported. The Alliance of Organizations for Human Rights, created within the framework of the protests, also denounced the death and requested an urgent investigation of the case by the State Attorney General's office. According to CONAIE, Quesada became the fourth fatal victim during the demonstrations actively dissuaded by police repression. Meanwhile, former Senator John Renel Senatus described the postponement of the entry into force of the Penal Code in Haiti as a victory and insisted on the need to make corrections to the law before it is implemented. Senatus, who is also chairman of the Senate Commission on Justice and Security, assured that the code tarnishes the moral values and human dignity, which is why it should not be implemented. On Wednesday, the Haitian government agreed a 2-year postponement to implement the law. In during that period, a commission must review it and offer a conclusion. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.